From Starbucks to Microsoft, it's a big day for earnings. We'll look at what else could shape the trading day with our markets editor. Plus, starting today, if you're flying to the U.S. from abroad, you'll need a negative COVID-19 test. Continued complications for an already struggling airline industry.
You know, travel demand really just fell off a cliff last April and never came close to recovering, even the December holidays.
And the $20 bill is set to get a new look, placing a woman on the front of U.S. paper currency for the first time in more than a century. It's Tuesday, January 26. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. Janet Yellen will become the first woman to lead the Treasury Department after the Senate confirmed her nomination last night. She will now play a key role in advancing President Biden's economic agenda, including a $1.9 trillion economic relief package. The Journal's Kate Davidson has more.
As the Treasury Secretary, she's really the main spokesperson or salesperson, you might even call her, for this economic plan. And we saw a glimpse of that at her confirmation hearing last week. She was strongly making the case for why Congress ought to spend more money on pandemic relief right now. Even if it costs a lot, it's better for the economy in the long run. And so I think we'll see her taking an even more active role now that she's officially in the job.
The House of Representatives has now sent over the article of impeachment of former President Donald Trump to the Senate. Last night's move officially starts the countdown to a trial over allegations he incited a mob that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Trump's second impeachment trial will start the week of February 8th, so both sides can prepare. Spokespeople for Trump didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Leon Black, the CEO of the investment group Apollo, is stepping down from that role after a review into payments he made to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. According to an independent review disclosed in a securities filing on Monday, there is no evidence that Black was involved in Epstein's criminal activities, but payments made by Black were much larger than previously known. Black paid Epstein a total of $148 million for advice on tax planning, plus a $10 million donation to his charity. He will retain the role of chairman. In a letter to investors, Black said he deeply regretted having any involvement with Epstein. In India, there are clashes between police and farmers as tens of thousands of farmers drove tractors into the Indian capital while the nation celebrated Republic Day. The protests were set off by new agricultural laws Parliament passed in September. Our India bureau chief Eric Bellman has more on how the months-long agricultural protests have grown into a rebellion and rattled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government.
This has been going on for close to 2 months around Delhi. They've been camped out on the outskirts of Delhi. It's been a sort of tough standoff with neither side willing to budge much. Modi's administration has created some new farm laws and passed them without much discussion, which are intended to modernize and streamline the Indian market by getting the government out of the agricultural markets in a large part and allowing more private sector competition in the market. The farmers are concerned that this is the beginning of the end of a lot of the government aid that they depend on for their livelihoods.
The government has offered to put the new rules on hold, but farmers insist they will settle for nothing less than a complete repeal. The World Economic Forum's Davos annual meeting continues virtually today. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will be speaking, as well as French President Emmanuel Macron and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. A big day for corporate earnings. This includes Microsoft, Starbucks, Verizon, GE, and 3M. A lot of anticipation today for traders. We have earnings. In addition, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 climbed to records on Monday. Let's get a forward-looking view with markets editor Quinton Webb. He joins me from Hong Kong. Hello, Quinton.
Hi there, Mark.
Quinton, what else besides earnings could drive the market today?
Right. So we have some important companies starting to report this week. Starbucks, Verizon, Microsoft on the deck for today, and then some other big companies like Apple and Tesla later in the week. So that's definitely going to be important. But on top of that, I think there is still a certain amount of risk aversion in the markets related to the coronavirus. And so, you know, let's see if there's more good or bad news about vaccine progress that could potentially drive markets. And maybe there's also, you know, to some extent, a bit of kind of changing momentum, if you like. So in Asia today, we saw markets pull back a bit after what has really been a few very strong sessions, including a very strong session for the tech stocks in China yesterday. So I wonder if maybe some of that kind of reversal of momentum might also play into investor psychology in the US markets.
As we talked about earlier, the nomination of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been confirmed. Now there is focus on yet another stimulus package. Does stimulus still carry as much weight as we saw earlier in the pandemic?
That's right. So with Secretary Yellen's confirmation, you know, you have a very experienced Treasury Secretary now in place who, of course, served before as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Does stimulus have the same market-moving impact that it did before? Arguably, in a sense, no. You know, it's not important as now as it was to pass a stimulus bill in the depths of the pandemic early last year. And there has since, of course, been a subsequent stimulus bill at the end of 2020. But there is still sort of some potential for market disappointment, if you like, or market hopes being delivered, which relates to the final size of the package. So the opening gambit from the Biden administration is this $1.9 trillion number. But let's wait and see, because that might not be the number that is achievable if you need to bring on side either a certain number of Republicans or at the very least kind of keep centrist Democrats on side.
Quinton Webb in Hong Kong, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Just ahead, the airline industry looks for a lift as it deals with the uncertainty of the pandemic.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Starting today, the government is requiring international airline passengers to test negative for COVID-19 before heading to the United States. Passengers must provide proof before boarding their flight. It's the latest challenge facing the beleaguered airline industry that's already dealing with dismal earnings. Delta and United reported their quarterly results already. Today, we'll hear from Alaska with JetBlue, Southwest, and American on Thursday. The WSJ's Allison Sider covers all things aviation, and she joins me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Mark.
Allison, as you know, Delta had its worst year ever. United is facing challenges. As more carriers report this week, do you expect things to be any different?
No, I don't expect the other airlines reporting their earnings this week to, you know, report anything significantly different. It's been just, 2020 was just a brutal year for airlines. And, you know, the end of the year was, even despite the holidays at the end of the year, was challenging for them as well. You know, travel demand really just fell off a cliff last April and never came close to recovering. Even the December holidays, you know, Christmas and New Year's on the best days was, you know, the number of people going through airports was still down by, you know, as much as 50%. So it was a very difficult year for airlines, and no airline escaped that unscathed.
I'm interested in particular about JetBlue, Alaska, and Southwest, as they don't fly the long-haul international routes. As we've reported, the Biden administration is reinstating restrictions on international travel because of the coronavirus. Does that give these domestic carriers a leg up?
Yeah, airlines that are more domestically focused have had somewhat of an advantage. You know, long-haul international travel has really been out of the question for a lot of people, both due to restrictions, you know, travel restrictions that, you know, literally make it impossible for people to go abroad, and, you know, just fear of travel, you know, fear of being so far from home, fear of being on a plane for such a long time. So those flights have really been even more significantly impacted than domestic flights. You know, that said, domestic travel is also down a lot. And, you know, these new testing requirements going into effect for all international travel. So, you know, even near destinations like the Caribbean and Mexico, which airlines like Southwest do fly to, you know, they're all going to be impacted by that.
Allison, the fiscal strain on the carriers is harsh, and yet none of the giants have filed for bankruptcy. Is this something that's being discussed at all?
You know, that's true, Mark. I think early last year when this first started to happen, there were a lot of questions swirling about whether the airlines could survive this. They got a huge lifeline from the government, you know, under the CARES Act last spring. They got money to pay their employees for 6 months. They got the ability to tap the Treasury for big loans. You know, that helped them, that helped sort of give them some certainty, and they were able to go out to Wall Street and raise billions and billions of dollars. So, you know, most of the big airlines ended last year with huge cash cushions, which they believe will be enough to kind of see them through a prolonged downturn. But, you know, all of that could come into question. You know, it depends on the pace of recovery this year.
So big picture, what's the strategy for airlines long term, and how does the rollout of COVID vaccines fit into that?
Yeah, success for airlines, they're all kind of looking at the vaccine. They believe that's the key to emerging from this crisis. You know, having the vaccine being widely available, you know, enough people having taken it that we reach some kind of herd immunity, you know, they think that's really the key to getting travel back, you know, getting people on planes again. And, you know, that the big question for airlines is when we get to that point. And, you know, Scott Kirby, the CEO of United Airlines, made the point last week, you know, it's not only about having enough people vaccinated, it's also about having the certainty that the vaccine, you know, prevents people who have been vaccinated from spreading the virus. You know, that's going to be another thing that people are going to want to know before they'll travel.
Allison Sider, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And finally, the Treasury Department is resuming efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. The effort to pay tribute to the escaped slave turned abolitionist was undertaken by the Obama administration, but the work wasn't completed during former President Trump's tenure. Here's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
It's important that our notes, our money, if people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country. And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that. So we're exploring ways to speed up that effort.
The redesign of the bill would place a woman on the front of U.S. paper currency for the first time in more than a century and replace the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson. In the new design, Jackson would move to the back of the note. A timeline for the release will be finalized by the Department of Treasury. And that's what's news for Tuesday. We're back tonight with a new show. If you like us, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.